an unbelievably catastrophic day in Broward County history. It's devastating. I'm sick to my stomach.
I was in the classroom and all I heard was the gunshots. And then when we went outside and the police cleared us for us to go outside, I see dead bodies on the floor. I thought it was a drill.
I ran back to my classroom, told my teacher, I think that's a shooting. I think we should go in the back and hide. And it was a real shooting because my teacher got a text from the school saying it's an actual shooting. I was just like worried about us getting shot. So I just told people, like, can y'all like not move around so we don't get killed or like make any noises, because, you know, I'm not trying to die.
We locked the door, we turned off the lights, and then we waited till the police said it was clear for us to leave. I thought maybe I could die or something.
You saw what?
Dead bodies around the floor and blood all around the floor.
How many people?
Like 5 on the third floor.
Did they look like students?
It was 1 teacher and 4 students.
School shooting in Florida, I feel bad for the people that's out there. Bad for the students that got injured, got killed, man.
It was really sad, the school shooting. A lot of people died, and there was a video that was shown how people saw and them running down the hallway and seeing all their friends dead on the floor.
Sisters, brothers, cousins.
I feel sorry for the parents that lost their kids.
Why? Why shoot up the school? What's pushing you to do that?
They didn't deserve to die.
I don't know if I feel safe or not, because anything can happen, bro. Why you gotta have a gun, though? What's the point? We had 18 school shootings, bro. In 2018, this got started, man.
I heard about it because Instagram, Snapchat, all social media is like going on and on with it. Like trying to fix up till this won't happen ever again.
I think guns are a threat.
I agree, there should be stricter gun laws.
But we need upgraded security.
Metal detectors in every school.
We should have better technology, better cameras, and better security.
Have less guns in the community. Help people that need help so they don't gotta rob or nothing.
I wait 5 minutes to go to my bus stop because people, they be getting shot at their bus stop, and that's why I don't feel good going outside.
You do not want to go out there when the shooting is out there. I've been out there with shootings and I almost got shot once. But for Florida, it's just messed up and it's not right for them. Keep the students safe. No more guns, no more gangbanging, no more none of that. Because that ain't going to get you nowhere in life.
I think the students that are starting the rally, it's good. They're taking it upon themselves. They should keep fighting for what's right. Keep speaking up. I mean, ain't nobody else speak up, so. My name's Kaya.
My name is Taquan.
My name is Andrew.
My name is Dallas, 15 years old.
I'm 12.
I'm in 8th grade.
Hi, my name is Armani. I am 13 and I go
to Woodland Hills Junior High School.
Hi, my name's Heaven. I'm 13 years old and I go to Woodland Hills Academy. I stand with you. Hashtag never again.
I stand with Parkland. Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again. Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again, man.